welcome to the Voice of Dr. Yin. In this episode, my guest is Dr. Hu. As you know, that he is one of the co-authors of the Three Yin Reports on the COVID-19 origin in 2020 to 2021. And also, he's a biomedical expert like me. He grew up in China and finished his study in China and came to the United States. He has been here for over 10 years, and he has extensive knowledge about how CCP works in the academic field and also about Chinese Communist Party's culture and their behaviors, their patterns, styles. So in this episode, he will share the opinions with me about first the hearing before Congress about Peter Daszak, the EcoHealth president and COVID-19 origin, which was held on 1st of May. And also in the next segment of this episode, we will focus on the exclusive information from our sources, a whistleblower in WHO in Geneva, to tell you how CCP infiltrate and manipulate the all these kind of supranational organizations under the United Nations. And of course, these kind of tactics can be applied to everywhere when CCP involved into the business. And it will tell you since 2003, how the turnover happened, which makes Chinese Communist Party dominant the control of WHO and other supranational organizations in UN. And you know, now when we see what happened in UN, what happened in WHO, that basically this speaks for China, for Russia, and against America. So this kind of information, today we will review part of that, and later we will tell more, which will help you lay out the details about these kind of puzzles, and you will have a better understanding of how Chinese Communist Party using the unrestricted warfare in every aspect to destroy the Western civilization and especially to destroy America. So first of all, let's see what we get from the hearing on 1st May with Peter Daszak and the COVID-19 Select Subcommittee in the Congress. And I watched the whole over three hours hearing. My feeling is fantastic, that it is really an amazing bipartisan effort to pursue the truth of COVID-19 origin and protect Americans. And I know that my audience, if you didn't hear the hearing, you may think that, oh, previously, if you may watch the hearings in this subcommittee, that you may feel that the Democratic Party tried to defend scientists in America, and they don't want people to blame the scientists much. And they even say that would bring the brings a political effect to give the pressure to American scientists. However, if you watch it on May 1st, you will have total different opinions, that you will see after their over 1 year's investigation, and when the evidence lays out, both Democratic and Republican legislators realized how much lies they were told by a group of American scientists, especially the virologists and the immunologists like Peter Daszak and Dr. Fauci, about the COVID-19 origin. And these people also mistreat them for the public health policy making. And in this hearing, there are a lot of evidence exposed, and Peter Daszak cannot deny that. So his all this kind of misinformation he brought to people, and also his this kind of potential criminal behaviors in the pandemic presented into the audience. And also, it's very, very interesting that we can see during the whole hearing, actually, there are some points that the subcommittee had held evidence and they forced, they pushed Peter Daszak to admit he had made mistakes. And this things will lead to the future, the criminal investigation. And this kind of evidence, this kind of information, I can give you a summarize, which means that first, Peter Daszak has to admit that he has no knowledge about Chinese Communist Party and the People's Liberation Army's exact activities in the biomedical field in China, in Wuhan, even though Peter Daszak brought American taxpayers' money from NIAID, from Fauci, and used it to fund the projects in Wuhan Institute of Virology for many years. Actually, Peter Daszak was not allowed to physically get access to those bat samples, animal samples, Wuhan scientists collected from the nature. And also, even he cannot physically double check the viral sequence they generate from those samples. So that means all the things according to Peter Daszak's words is what he knows come from the emails from those Chinese scientists in Wuhan or in other labs. And that means he doesn't have any idea to confirm, or he cannot let his team to confirm whether the information he received from Wuhan or from other teams he founded in China is right or wrong. And that means whatever the Chinese Communist Party want to fool, want to cheat Americans, they just need to send email with the misinformation. They can make up all the so-called narratives. They can make up the novel virus sequence. They can make up stories. As long as they send email to Peter Daszak, Peter just accept all of them and make the annual report, make all this kind of article statement to further amplify CCP's misinformation to cheat Americans. And that's how he said, trust the science. Actually, that means trust the Chinese Communist Party. And also, another thing very important is when many legislators ask about China's bioweapon program, and they have reliable source to tell them these kind of things. However, Peter Daszak said he doesn't know that, and he still insists that zero evidence shows the COVID-19 virus come from the lab. See, this is really ridiculous. He insists that all the evidence he received support nature origin theory. And so he said there could be a little chance it comes from lab, but zero evidence support it. So for Peter Daszak, after many rounds of the questions, his answer shows how he had this kind of confidence to insist the nature origin theory. Because Daszak said, I've been communicating with these Chinese scientists for almost 20 years since 2003. I know them right after the SARS-1 outbreak in China in 2003, and I visited China repeatedly for many times after that. So these are good people. I trust them. They are nice people. So that's the reason he trusts all of them. And you also know previously, Peter Daszak, I mean, I just want to remind some of our audience that Peter Daszak has bragged on Twitter how close he with his relationship with the Chinese scientists, including the bat woman Shi Zhengli in Wuhan and the bat man Wang Linfa in Singapore. And also he claimed on Twitter at the end of 2020 that he missed China, he wanna go back to meet his friends in some bat cave to enjoy Chinese alcohol and to singing with Chinese people for karaoke. I mean, you should know that behind that means Daszak really missed those wonderful treatment he gets in China. And as he said, he can't read in Chinese or speak in Chinese. So all these things are even translated, like Chinese labs, principles, how Chinese people are talking or working, translated by the translator provided to him by China. So basically, I mean, Dushyant has exposed his real role in China as a puppet and a compromised puppet, a tool, pure tool that whatever China feed him, he receive and bring it to America to cheat all the taxpayers and the legislators. And also, he will help China to convince you to listen to China. And he will help China to do whatever China wants. And behind it, definitely, it would involve a lot of corruption, a lot of money, meals, and maybe girls. We don't know. We know that it's very common for CCP to control the puppets. And so I have analyzed some of his tactics. Clearly, Peter Dushyant has these tactics in his hearing. He has well prepared with some experienced, skilled attorneys that tell him to use the tactics to deal with legislators. So I don't think it works well, but in case people ignore these tactics, I have analyzed some of them and wrote the long tweets yesterday, and I can tell after the hearing. For example, misinterpreting the scientific terms that Peter Dushyant told the Congressman Comer, James Comer, that in one of Dushyant's email that he said they will use the grant applied in U.S. from DARPA and then bring the experiments to China because that's more efficient and cheap. So in his email, he described it as many assays will be brought to Wuhan, to China. And there is a problem because when he talk about that, in U.S., the regulation asks people to conduct some experiment in BSL-3 level lab, while in China, you can do it in BSL-2 lab. So that means there is a difference in biosecurity regulation, which makes the legislators concerns about the biosafety issues. And when Dushyant was asked why he cheat the reviewers of the grant, want to convince them those biosafety experiment will be done in a better lab in U.S. But instead, when they get money, actually Dushyant want to bring it to China. Dushyant try to use the scientific terms assays to misinterpret this information. So he start to argue that, oh, I'm talking about the assays in the email, and the assays means non-infectious experiment. So you don't need to perform them in BSL-3 lab. And when we talk about the infectious experiment, that's not the assay, and that will be done in BSL-3 lab in US. Let me tell you, he's totally lying. What he said, his explanation is wrong, because it's common sense for virologists that assays can be applied with both infectious and non-infectious virus. For example, plaque assay, neutralization assay, ELISA assay. As a virologist, I have performed many assays using infectious viruses, including COVID-19 virus, in BSL-3 lab, in the WHO reference lab at the University of Hong Kong. So he just lied to misinterpret the scientific term to mislead the legislator. And also when Council 2 asked him that why the experiment Dushyant designed with Wuhan Institute of Virology in DARPA ground, it has mentioned to use the bad coronavirus infect human cells. So that means it's gain of function. Dushyant start to argue that, oh no, you don't know, I'm the expert, infect human cells doesn't mean infect the human, and infect human is gain function, and I don't know Wuhan has done the experiment to infect human, but infect human cells doesn't mean gain function, you made a mistake. this is totally cheating. Because what Dashak deliberately avoids here is to make virus gain the function. Initially, you have to make the virus to infect human cells. And then you will make it further infect human, because that require more efficiently infect the human cells to make the human sick. So in other words, Dashak avoids the facts that infect human cells is the initial step for infect human, and it's definitely gain of function, because the virus from bat should not infect human if it's not in the lab. So Dashak is lying, that's a fact. And also Dashak, he really tried to confuse people in the professional way. For example, when the representative Jill Tokuda and other legislative councils asked Dashak whether equal health aliens could access and check bat samples and the virus sequence data in Wuhan Institute of Virology, Dashak repeatedly points out that samples are not sequence data. Try to humiliate them in professional way. He said, you don't separate sample data, so don't ask me this. You see, you even don't understand these terms. Let me tell you, Dashak deliberately confuses people to distract attention from the real points in those questions. Actually, as Dashak admits in the hearing that he can't get samples from China, and he has full access to the virus sequence data only can be accessed via emails from CCP scientists. So that means the outcomes of the projects funded by Dashak in China using American taxpayers' money cannot be supervised in a transparent and scientific way at all. Also, it's very easy for CCP scientists to make up sequence data, for example, RETG13 or Pangdin SARS-2-like data, to cheat Americans to make up the nature origin theory. And so that's like it's really good tool for CCP to deliver the false data and missing information in the unrestricted warfare. And here I want to have Dr. Hu to further tell his opinion about Dashak can't access to the bat samples physically, what it means. So Dr. Hu, could you let our audience know your opinion?
Yes. First, I have to add some opinion on that human cells, the lies by the Dashak. First, many people may not familiar with what is a human cell experiment. And what is infecting human? Basically, in any lab, it's forbidden to try on a real human. So the closest way to mimic what this virus gonna do on human is to infect them on human cells. Or any other test cannot be better than infecting human cells in regarding to mimicking what gonna happen on human. So if you pay attention to what happening recently, you will know, even for FDA, their recent change, their regulation on the they changed the regulation so that the animal test is not mandatory for some of the drugs. But what is mandatory is they encourage you to use more on human cells and the organ chips, or include AI technology. That means if you have the human cell, some organoid, so that is a much better represent what gonna happen on human. So if they target to enhance some function on infecting human cells, basically this is the closest way to say it gonna test whether this virus gonna infect a human better or not. And Dashak cannot say they didn't do any experiment on human, because he don't know. As what he said for those samples, that 15K samples. He don't know where those samples stored, and he don't know, he cannot, he have no access to those samples. That means those, if you see the coronavirus investigation as a criminal investigation, that's another way of science. The criminal investigation is another way of science. Then the logic kind of change. In a scientific community way, we trust first. And then if something happened, we verify. And this verify is a, it's still in a very friendly manner. And we still choose to trust you anyway. But criminal investigation is totally different. We distrust and then verify. First is we have to protect the criminal thing. We have to investigate and collect evidence by the police officer in a good way. However, in the coronavirus investigation, all this criminal thing is disrupted by the suspects, the main suspects, and all the evidence is held by the main suspects. And all the investigators have no access to that. And it has been several years past. Those evidence may be compromised. This is the key words, key things, key points we have to know. And all the scientific evidence they claim is those suspects using those manipulated evidence, manipulated the raw materials, raw evidence, and then they wrote a report written by the suspect and handed to the court saying, I am afraid of guilty. Do you believe that? Can you see this is a very legit way to prove he is innocent? This is not what science representative. This is not science at all. So the most scientific way is to send those investigators. They collect the materials and analyze by themselves. So that's the typical way how the investigation do. So let me remind you something, what happened, several years ago. This is nothing human life involved. This is just to prove, this is just commercial interest involved. I will show you what it should be done. You may heard about called the STAP phenomenon is to inducing the stem cell. People thinking she is doing some non-professional way to fabricate data. So what happened is these people, if you want to prove you are innocent, you have to be under supervision 24/7 to see what you have done and whether you can replicate yourself from the raw material. And the final data have to be supervised by someone else, some investigation team. And finally, they prove she cannot replicate. And that paper was retracted. And another thing, maybe our audience may be more familiar, is a person called Elizabeth Holmes. This lady has been found guilty. But this is just commercial. In the criminal investigation, there is no one can tell whether he handled the wrong data or not. Everything is perfect. As I told you, if you are not invested from the raw material, she or he can give you any data you want because he controls the raw materials. So actually, this lady, she used other person's machine, generate the data, and pretend that this is her machine. And no one knows that. A lot of people think he can, even the very prestigious scientist, believe her. Harvard Medical School invited her at the Board of Fellows, and she was named one of Time Magazine's 100 most influential people. But later, one doctor realized her report have something wrong and asked other people who investigate from starting from the raw material, and eventually only the criminal investigation initiated by the court that the law system finally find out she is fabricating data. But that is many years later. A lot of people lost a lot of money. So this is two examples I want to tell you how difficult to investigate something if these people want to do something bad initially. I mean, do something bad in his original intention. Like if I decide to do something bad in the scientific community, it is very hard for other people to find out. But if you use another way to investigate, like a criminal investigation manner, it is relatively easier. So what is happening now is DataSec keeps saying, we have scientific evidence. You guys, congresswoman, congressman, you don't know nothing. You know nothing. You don't have any scientific evidence. That is not right. DataSec don't have scientific evidence because he don't even have access to the raw materials. Those raw research reagents, everything is done by the main suspects, the CCP labs. And they give DataSec the report to prove they themselves is innocent. This is not scientific. This is a ridiculous way.
Yes.
This is what I want to share with others. Thank you.
I mean, Dr. Guo tells a very important thing that, which reminds me a detail in this hearing. Peter DataSec says he has scientific evidence, which means those papers about nature origin come out after the outbreak and the pandemic in 2020. And then, as we have already analyzed in the year reports, that those new data which shows the virus come from bat, from mouse, from Burma, from China, actually the fake data, just a fake sequence. There won't be any raw samples from the nature show such virus. However, they could insist on that because no one can get access to the raw samples and China doesn't allow them to do it. And then DataSec and those scientists just choose blindly, trust China. And let me tell you one detail that DataSec's EcoHealth this year in 2024 receives another $16 million to conduct projects to prevent the future pandemic, to protect people. And that makes the Congress subcommittee very angry. So they want to cancel this funding. And they asked DataSec what he's doing. He said, oh, we have made great contribution. We will protect people from future pandemic. And then, so the legislator, one legislator asked him, so you mean you will conduct this kind of project in China, in Burma, in Laos, and other countries? And DataSec said, oh no, we can't do it in Burma and Laos because there is political incapacity for us to do anything there. So they can't do it in China by themselves, and they have to rely on Chinese scientists to do it in China, and also in Burma, in Laos, which are the important countries in the nature origin theory, which the scientists claim they found the novel bat coronavirus to support nature origin theory. Actually, American scientists can't do nothing there to independently verify anything. As I told you, China controls those countries in southeastern China, and the Chinese bat man Linfa Wang, who's a CCP spy in the virology field, also claimed, give him $100 million, he can make the bat coronavirus origin from the southeast countries to support nature origin. He claimed that in 2020, and he really made those new data come out from those southeastern countries. So just think about the logics here. Here, as Dr. Wu said, it's like the forensic examination for the autopsy, and you let the criminal or the suspicions to get the dead body of the victim, and as a judge or as the audience, that you only see the criminals present you all this kind of forensic data through emails, through papers, to give you a report telling this is homicide, this is the suicide, this is not homicide, we are not criminals, they died in a nature cause. And do you think this is legal and fair? And if not, you should change your thinking. You should re-examine the COVID-19 origin. Okay, let's have a short break and we'll come back to continue our topic. Thank you.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop. That's AmericaOutloud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
The buildup of spike proteins is dangerous to your health. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body, removing the spike proteins, allowing your body to repair from within. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Take action today. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutloud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
The voice of Dr. Yan. In this episode, my guest Dr. Hu is with us to share the opinions about the hearings with Peter Daszak, EcoHealth president, on COVID-19 origin, which was held on 1st May by the Congress COVID-19 Select Subcommittee. And I've listened to all the hearing that day. So as I said, I have realized that Peter Daszak was applying the tactics against the investigation. And so I just pick up some points, some key points to reveal his tactics and his lies. And basically, I would say Peter Daszak's performance before Congress that day include both blatantly lying and deliberately misleading. So another point I want to tell you is Daszak shows that he fully defends CCP in nature or in COVID-19 origin theory. So investigation. So when the Congresswoman Debbie Lasko asked whether Daszak knows CCP's bioweapon program or Wuhan Institute of Virology's role in military civil fusion strategy, Peter Daszak said he has no knowledge of PLA's involvement in CCP's bioweapon program. So you see, just I want to remind you that at the beginning of the hearing, Daszak told Representative Brad Winstrup that virus can be used as bioweapons. However, without knowledge of PLA and CCP, Daszak insists that COVID-19 virus comes from nature, which has zero evidence of lab origin. So Daszak also insists that his trust with those Chinese scientists because he knew them for 20 years. And he said, everyone told me the same things from the beginning. So he endorsed China and CCP scientists with good knowledge. And this is, I mean, I can't stop laughing that maybe Dershak has no other way to just try to bring him away from the investigation because he knows that he's guilty and he just tried to play fool or play innocent because, I mean, we all know now, so many evidence show China treats U.S. as a primary enemy. And if he's so familiar with China, he definitely should not, I mean, deny that he has heard anything about that. He should have knowledge about that. And when he talk about his Chinese friend not tell him everything, I mean, how stupid he is. He should, I mean, if he's not real stupid, he definitely is cheating. Because all these people around him in China are arranged by CCP. They all know Dershak is a good, useful idiot. I mean, if you use Dershak to compromise Dershak, Dershak can be a good tool. So of course he will tell him the same thing, nice thing, for CCP to make Dershak believe that he is, a great person and China really care about him so much and he's waiting to help China and China will pay him a lot. China will give him good treatments. So basically, it's like he's telling people that he's used by someone bribing him and because these people all tell him the same thing to make him trust them. This is so. I would say shameless. And also, as I tell you, that Wuhan Institute of Virology is a civil arm of CCP's military fusion part, and also basically that is a cover-up on the international stage to cover CCP's bioweapon program. Because behind it, I mean, another side, the military arm is Academy of Military Medical Science and also the Wuhan Institute of Biological Products, which is one of the initial bioweapon institute in China in PLA. So Wuhan Institute of Virology to make people feel that they will communicate with civil scientists, nothing about bioweapon, but whatever you give them, those scientists, those people working there will deliver it to PLA directly for bioweapon programs. And they share the same PBSL-4 lab in Wuhan to storage CCP's novel bioweapons. And so the Congresswoman Lesko emphasized that what Dershak said is totally different from what she obtains from her reliable sources. And another thing I want to share with you is that Dershak really holds the double standards of political impacts on COVID-19 origin. When the Congresswoman Jill Tokuda said it's quite concerning that Dershak cannot physically check back samples and the viral sequence in Wuhan Institute of Virology, Dershak said it's because of the geopolitical reasons that he can't do it in China. That means China doesn't allow it for geopolitical reasons. And when the Congressman McCormick questions why Dershak and Dr. Fauci communicate via emails instead of working email, via Gmail instead of working email, Dershak argues that it's because of security and political reasons. So everyone should remember that Dershak strongly separates COVID-19 origin issue from politics from the beginning of the pandemic in everywhere. He condemns political factors like anti-Chinese or anti-science when people present evidence of CCP's lab origin of COVID-19. However, when it comes to the basic facts about his responsibility of supervision of Wuhan Institute of Virology during collaboration, he cannot do his job for geopolitical reasons. And he and Dr. Fauci even can't use working email to discuss those COVID-19 issues. It should be non-political, right? Why now it's political that he can't use working email? I don't understand. So I just want to ask Dershak, are those political factors a Schrodinger's cat in his mind? And Dr. Hu, what do you think about this?
Yes, I would like to remind our audience that we have to remember they currently are using the way to invest it, a scientific paper, whether there is a duplication image where someone is fabricating data. They are using this kind of method to investigate. So they basically are trusting Chinese Communist Party in advance before they do any kind of research. So they choose to trust all the data they hand in and choose to believe every report they generated. And using those evidence and reports saying, yes, they are innocent. We have to understand, as Peter Daszak just mentioned, they have no access to those raw material, and they cannot get into the field. Those major, what they claim evidence came from, like Laos, like the Burma, they said because of geopolitical reason. So, and we have to remember this, we have to have a novelty in investigating the coronavirus origins, because this is not something we have seen before. This is kind of the scientific problem involving millions of the people's lives, and many people lost off their jobs, their shops, their commercial interest. We have to understand that way, and we have to realize what the most important is. The primary suspect of this is the regime. The regime is one major figure of the axis of evil currently challenging the world order. So how can you say this is not a political involved? This is somehow have inherent political nature inside. That's why we have to have a very novel way to think about that. Then we can find the bottom of the answer. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Hu. I totally agree with you. And when Peter Daszak talk about this, it's nothing about politics. Actually, he's the one make it very political. Because as I keep telling people that COVID-19 origin is the fundamental way to help us prevent future bio attacks or pandemics. And when Peter Daszak connected with politics, he should think about that politics should not be the problem for the investigation of COVID-19 origin, because no matter you're Democrats, you're the Republicans, or you're the Chinese people, even you're the communist members, you don't have immunity against the COVID-19 virus and all the variants and also the novel bioweapons, right? So we really need to understand the origin, understand who created, who did it, how they do it, and then we will find a solution to punish the criminals and also to prevent this kind of bio attacks in the future. And I also need to remind people that though there are a lot of narratives try to bring you to blame American federal agencies or the PL or American military for the dominant role in COVID-19 origin, and they won't tell you that this is about weapon US want to develop and China is just a helper. No, that's totally wrong. And that is the information war narrative propaganda from China and Russia. And I can tell you that we have evidence, and this is solid evidence that only China can make COVID-19 virus. And the thing is, they have the unique special backbone virus, which was found by People's Liberation Army from East China, Zhoushan area in 2015 to 2017. And that was from the raw sample from the bat. So US has no access to those raw samples. US doesn't have those virus, and it's all conducted in a secret procedure for CCP's bioweapon development. And the knowledge and the taxpayers' money come from US was abused by China to facilitate the bioweapon project, but their final target is Americans and the people in all the Western civilized countries. They want to use bioweapons to destroy your life, to take over your countries. And so when we talk about politics, when we talk about manipulation, actually, we really have something to share with you, which is bombshell exclusive from our sources in WHO, telling you how the United Nations and the WHO, WTO, this kind of super national, international groups, supranational organizations are infiltrated and manipulated by Chinese Communist Party in the past over 20 years. And you can verify these people's names and a lot of things. If not the whistleblower from inside, no one will know it forever. However, it really matched my knowledge about WHO when I was in Hong Kong, and it also cross-verified with our other sources after our own research, and I want to share with you, you can go to verify it by yourself. So first, let me briefly share some of the information in this segment, and we will continue to do it in the future, as I said. Let's start from WHO, okay? When we talk about WHO cover-up, I'm the first person to reveal WHO cover-up with CCP and lie to the public in the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. And since verified, you see when 2021, WHO bring the team to China to check the Wuhan lab, how they just lied to you about the origin. They did nothing there to examine their labs, to examine the samples. They just get isolated by China government for 7 days in hotels, and then later have some meals and bring the report made by PLA and CCP scientists and some CCP spy inside, I can tell you. So let's see. Our source, our whistleblower told that actually, CCP started to infiltrate and control WHO with all its strength, starting with the previous one of the director general of WHO called Li Chongwuk. And Li Chongwuk became the director general of WHO, like Tedros, in middle 2003. So these things, they were pushed by the Chinese then Chinese ambassador to the United Nations in Geneva. His name is Xia Zhukang. So Xia, as a diplomat, also CCP spy, he promote all these things. And how did it happen? Because China is one of the five permanent members of the UN UN Security Council. So the UN Security Council has a tacit and unwritten rule that people from the five permanent members cannot serve as the top one leaders of various international organizations. So that means the director general of WHO cannot be the person from China. However, CCP broke this tacit rule of the game. So if any permanent member, the permanent five member, vote against the candidate can't become the top one leader. And China used this way to against all the other candidates in that election at that time. And finally, when it turns to CCP's person, actually CCP's agent, Li Chongwuk, CCP vote this one. And at that time, because United States and other countries thought Li Chongwuk was from South Korea, so they didn't know he is actually a CCP's agent. Then they agree with that. And also at that time, because China has voted against all the other candidates, so they just try to end this election as soon as possible. And then Li Chongwuk become the general director. Actually, previously, he was just a director in WHO, not high position, and he even didn't expect he could be elected. However, China made him the director general. And also, when he becomes the director general, CCP immediately put another CCP's agent around him to supervise him. This CCP agent is Liu Peihong. And Liu Peihong now works in Peking University, and he has extensive experience in both diplomatic and World Health Organization. So Liu was the director of Foreign Affairs Department of the Chinese Ministry of Health at that time. He was born in 1946 to 1947. He was sent to study by CCP in Paris in the 1960s, Chairman Mao's period, and then in Geneva in 1970s, and probably studying French and international relations. Then in around 1990, he was sent to Johns Hopkins University for a few months of rapid training, and then he obtained a master's degree there. So you know that CCP gives money to these universities and train CCP's officials, and so that those spies can communicate with the international community. And that is another tactic. So the whistleblower has, remember that Liu retired from WHO at the end of 2008 or 2009 at the age of 65. So Liu has a very good relationship with Ms. Chen, that is Margaret Chen, who becomes the general director of WHO for over 10 years after Li Chongwu's death in 2006. So Liu and Chen know each other for a long time. When Liu came, Margaret Chen was just a team leader. And so our whistleblower has a real good relationship with Liu at that time. He taught Liu how to drive. And Chen also called our whistleblower the younger brother. But later, Margaret Chen changed when she becomes the director general. And that's another story. So through Liu, our whistleblower learned how the CCP operates in WHO. And after Li Chongwu came to power, he did several things that our source really think has made great impact on WHO. Before Li Chongwu, the WHO general director was the former Norway prime minister, Brundtland. And Brundtland, when she was in office of WHO, the heads of various departments in WHO had ample funds and great discretion in hiring. That means they could bring everyone they want to work in WHO. They could argue and fight against the Swiss mystery of the Ministry of the Foreign Affairs to bring their people here. The personal department really is very powerful. However, after Li Chongwu became the director, he carried out reforms and made the personal department with no power. So that means they could do anything they want, and the WHO actually can't do much. So that means CCP can put or remove anyone in WHO through Li and later other agents. So the second thing was to reform the office into an open office area so that everyone could see each other. But after the 7th and 8th floor of the main building was changed, there was no money to change other floors. And in the past, the main building of WHO, except for the secretary who shared the work area with the boss, other people all have their own office. So there was privacy and freedom. But then later, everyone can be watched by others. And the third thing was to start discussing moving the WHO to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. And due to the strong opposition from various countries, only the WHO personnel and IT department were moved. In the end, the relocation was completed during Margaret Chen's term. It cost over $400 million to build the building in Kuala Lumpur, and that's not counting the relocation cost of employees, and further, because of the relocation, could be used as an excuse to fire many European and American people. Anyone who didn't listen to them would be fired in this way. So it's like the company's operating method. And therefore, in late November and December 2005, WHO employees went on strike. And we could continue to the death of Li Chongwu in 2006, which actually directly related to CCP. However, in this episode, I don't think we have more time to discuss and share the contents from our whistleblower. So I will continue this topic in the future episode. And Dr. Wu, we have only like 1 minute. Could you share your opinions based on what we talk about?
Yes. It sounds to me that we never expected that the WHO and is such a, you know, all, it's like an authoritarian state. As like the, if CCP control the director of the secretary, they control everything. And the, even any kind of the investigation is very hard to perform. And there's very little supervision there. I think that's why this kind of system is rotten quickly. I think this is a very concern for most of us.
Thank you. So just want to remind our people, after 2003, the SARS-1 outbreak in the early of that year, and China just made the turnover to manipulate and control WHO. And from that time now until the 20 years later, just imagine how much power China has through WHO. And we will talk about their influence and manipulation in UN and other organizations. And don't forget, Peter Dajak of EcoHealth has mentioned that he also got to know Chinese scientists, China government through since 2003. Right after the COVID SARS-1 outbreak in China. And is that a coincidence? No, I think about Rothbard also started to be recognized by Chinese scientists and collaborate with Chinese scientists since around 2002, right before SARS-1 outbreak. And we really think we need to reconsider what happened at that time. Okay, thank you for listening to The Voice of Dr. Yin every Saturday, Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. We will meet you on air on America Out Loud Radio Network as well as iHeartRadio. And also after that, you can listen to our broadcast through various apps like Spotify, Google Podcast, and also Pandora. And thank you.